Liberty County School Board regular meeting today, July 11th at 5:30. Very first thing on the item list is the prayer and the pledge. Prayer will be led by Mr. Petty. The pledge will be led by Mr. Jason Singletary.
Just pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for a great evening to come out and take care of our monthly school business. We thank you, God, for all the work and the preparation this summer that's going into the next school year. Father, we know that it's right around the corner, so God, we pray that all the loose ends that need to be tied up, Lord, we get that done in a timely manner. We thank you, God, for being a provider for us. Thank you, God, for the wonderful things that has happened in our school this past year. Help us, Lord, to continue to work harder. Pray for our staff while they're away and our students while they're away. Keep them safe. And Lord, we just pray for everyone here tonight. Help us, Lord, to glorify you. Be with Doobie as him and Miss Kathy travels. Pray you give them traveling grace as they go to visit relatives. Protect them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item two, recognition and presentations. We don't have any tonight. Item three, public comments. Apparently there are none. And item four, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty?
You still having a hard time hearing?
Like right there.
All right, Chet, can you hear that? Is that better?
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, all right. Quickly, obviously it's hot up here. District office, we filed an insurance claim after the HVAC contractor determined there was a lightning strike. So the claim will pay for all the portable AC units up here until the permanent units are installed. Agility, which is the PAC contractor, that's who PAC contracts for doing restoration work stuff in case of, you know, hurricane or whatever, cleanup work type stuff, they kind of do it all. They're doing the work. They came out this past Friday morning and met with them, let them in, and they worked Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but they just didn't put, there were more residential units than commercial, so they were undersized, and yesterday was just not a good day morning for me to come, and it's still, you know, 85 degrees in here. So anyway, give them a chance to make it right. So they're scheduled to come back Saturday. I talked with them this afternoon. They're supposed to come back Saturday and Sunday and install commercial units, and I talked to the head guy. Very grateful to our staff for their patience. They have been phenomenally patient, and I just want to thank them. Some of us worked at the high school, got some at the high school, some at Toller, and some over there at the Dole Ed building. And some at home. So we've been very flexible with letting them do work where it's cool, because it gets about this time in the afternoon, it's really warm. Portables are gone. PTL, if you don't know, means praise the Lord. So we are glad that those are gone. That was a blessing. Yesterday, I was sharing with a couple of y'all, our district administrative staff had a wonderful one-day training session with all of our school administrators. That's our principals and assistant principals, all of our district leadership, everybody at the table over there had an opportunity just to kind of refresh them, on what their jobs are, what they need their help doing. And I just thought it was really, really a wonderful time. We did it over at the high school and had a wonderful time. Everybody that was needing to be there was there. I'm very proud of our school leaders. I think we have just a really wonderful team, and I put in here, they're champions. They really are. Number four, training is almost complete for our nine guardian candidates. They are doing excellent. It's actually eight because one's already been through the training. I'll send out a parent square message. I know the sheriff's office has already sent out some messaging about the guardian program. I wanted to do that a little closer to school. I've also put that in the school calendar, the hard calendar that's coming out that people will get, the kids will get copies of, and announce what's going on with our guardian program. And I just, again, thank y'all for your commitment. This does not happen without school board approval. So I want to thank y'all over and over and over for y'all's commitment to school safety.
Yes. Also, we're going to try to once the training is over, we hope to finish next week. We're going to set up a morning and try to do a breakfast for all the candidates and have to give them their little certificate of completion and stuff. And whenever we set that up, I'll be prepared to let all of y'all know if y'all want to come by or whatever.
Yes, please.
And that
please
will be
do.
A private a private thing. It's part of our school security plan.
Y'all be the only ones that'll be there if y'all...
Right. What we want to do is not publicize that. Will it get out? Liberty County. But you know, hey, things get out. I encourage them. And Ricky was there yesterday. You know, obviously, we want to keep that as confidential as possible. And we don't want really anybody to know who those are by design. So we're excited about that. Teacher vacancy update. Hosford Toller, Jeff helped me, his staff, I put LCH needs two.
Ours teachers, Toller and Hosford staff.
Right. We don't anticipate any school teacher vacancies.
We're on track.
Yeah, this is really good compared to last year. We're in really good shape, so I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about the ones we're bringing in. We lost some really good teachers, you know, some to Bay, but I think the ones who are coming on to replace those are quite exciting. Some of the initiative they've already taken to get to those who have left, and some of those who have left have come back to start working a little bit. That, you know, they don't have to do that, but we've been excited about that. Next week, Jeff, Laura, Mandy, Rob, Eric, Stephanie, and I will be at the PAC Leadership Conference. That's usually in Destin every year. It's actually in Tallahassee this year. I think the next 5 years it'll be in Destin, but that saves us money on hotels for that week. So we'll be driving back and forth each day. It starts a little after lunchtime, I think, on Tuesday, and gets through about lunchtime on Thursday. So we'll be there. We got a board meeting that afternoon, so I'll be back for that board meeting. New teacher orientation, this is something that Jeff helps lead up with our district staff, and we have an agenda for all new teachers, and they come in, and again, we do a kind of a similar thing that we do with the principals, kind of let them know, these are those folks, this is what they do, these are some contacts, make sure that they have everything they need. If we've made the investment in the hire, we want to make sure we make the investment to keep them here, and that's very important. And I know we had some neighboring counties that got rid of some teachers, and we didn't get rid of any. I mean, we made good investments in them, and I'm very pleased at our staff that we have. So if you want to stop by for that, please do that. What time is that, Jeff?
I can't remember the time.
We'll start at 8:00.
I think we had a break since late night, and we got like some juice and stuff.
Mandy will do some brownies again, I'm sure, and she'll make breakfast casserole. Then we shall eat it. So if y'all want to drop by anytime and say, hey, I'm a school board member, some of the folks you'll know, some you will not know, would love for you to come be a part of that. As for as little, or if you want to come in at 8 and eat with them a little bit or something, then you know, say hello to them. We'd love to have you.
And you're going to have that in the boardroom here?
Well, pending AC.
Tentatively.
Tentatively.
We moved our administrator meeting over to
the high school yesterday. Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
We'll be flexible.
I think if that happens this Friday, maybe about this time next week.
We'll know better if it's working. So hopefully by Monday we'll know if we got where it's going to be. Number 8, staff returns August 2nd. That's hard to believe, but it is coming. We have our annual staff welcome breakfast on the first day that we decided to do that right to begin with. So we'll do that at 8 o'clock at the Civic Center. Renee has booked that. So I want you to be sure if you can to be there 8 o'clock on August the 2nd.
Who's taking care of the breakfast?
Who's doing that?
Credit union.
We're still working on that. The credit union's done the last
2 years.
We're still getting stuff. I know Culpepper's doing T-shirts, so we're in the gift gathering mode right now. So if we don't, we'll do pancakes or something like we used to do. We'll make that happen. Number 10. Very proud of this. Our spring testing scores were really excellent. We have some very strong areas. And a few areas that we need to see some improvement, and that's going to be with any school district. I attached some scores on the back of this for the PAC districts, and again, that does not include all the Panhandle districts, just those who are in the Panhandle Area Education Consortium. The top three this year, perennial A school districts, Wakulla, Walton, and guess what? We're number 3. There are some of those categories that we are ahead of them on that. But I would say as the top 3, and I'm not ranking those, we're up there with 2 quality school systems. The numbers will, on those test scores will answer for themselves. And of course, I had to add this. We did score higher than our people across the river. And that's The closest one?
Pretty much across.
Again.
Pretty much across the board.
Almost across the board. So anyway, take a look at those scores, you'll see that. There are some areas, I can tell you, fourth grade is a challenge. That is pretty much statewide.
Yeah,
COVID. Fourth grade, go back, what were they during COVID, first grade?
First grade.
Pivotal time of learning, reading, I mean, that some of those skills, they missed a bunch of instruction. The eighth grade scores on there for math are a little skewed because we have quite a few that took out.
Most of our eighth graders took out.
Most of our already took out the one, so those were the ones who didn't.
And our eighth grade knocked out
Phenomenal eighth grade, is it EOC?
Yeah,
the EOC exam, yeah. So it's really, really good. So at your leisure, take those in some nice air conditioning and look at those scores. I think you'll be very pleased at what you see. If you have any questions, call me or Jeff or Mandy or Laura. We can help do that. The ones that are highlighted in yellow are below state average. So we had a couple spots that we need to work on. And then the 11th, July the 27th, that's going to be the Thursday after our board meeting on the 20th. He was talking about maybe doing a little social event. Jason said he's good. Is everybody available on the 27th? Maybe to eat? That would be all of y'all.
Depends on what time.
Jason, what? What time? Okay.
6:30.
We'll eat in remembrance of you.
You should.
We'll send you pictures.
6:30. Is 6:30 good?
That's good with me.
All right. So, Jason, will you get up with me or Renee and us and tell us what we need to bring? And
probably know it.
We need to catch them before then, though. Okay. So, Jason, will get up with us, and we'll get that communicated. Like, if you, whatever you need to bring, tea, desserts, side items, or whatever, if you're going to bring mullet, we'll do whatever.
Baked beans, potato salad. Yeah.
I could probably throw in some catfish. If Jason needs to let me, y'all need to listen to how many will be there.
We need something other than just mullet, everybody
got mullet. Okay, all right, that sounds good.
What are you cooking? Try to cook fish. Mullet, I think.
Catfish.
Okay.
Catfish.
All right, well, we'll get together. And y'all write that down, 27th, 6:30 at Jason's house in Hosford. Madam Chair, that's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Petty. And I will go ahead and apologize up front to everybody. I haven't stood in for Mr. Hayes in a very long time, so please be patient with me. We'll move on with the agenda now. It's number 5, additions and corrections to the agenda. 5A, add emergency items 10A through O. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Boo. Second?
Second.
Second by Jason. Thank you. Item B, need a motion for additions and corrections to consent item 8B. I need a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Flowers, thank you. Need a second?
Second.
Mr. Boo, thank you. I'm sorry. Any discussion? Jason's looking at me. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item C, delete consent items 8C and D. I need a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Singletary? Mr. Flowers, thank you. I'm sorry, any discussion? It's hot, guys. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6A, I need a motion to approve agenda for July 11th, 2023.
Motion.
Need a motion? I'm sorry. Boo. Motion and the second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 7A, I need a motion to approve June 9th, 2023 special meeting minutes. Motion.
Motion.
Motion by Jason. Seconded. Second.
Good.
Sorry, Mr. Flowers. Seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 7B, I need a motion to approve June 12, 2023 joint workshop meeting minutes. Motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Sorry. 7C, I need a motion to approve June 13, 2023 regular meeting minutes. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, seconded by Boo. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 7D, approve June 29th, 2023 special meeting minutes. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 8A, I need a motion to approve the June 2023 financial reports and transactions, principals report, financial statements. There were no budget amendments, correct? And bills and payroll. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? Sorry.
I just want to point out on the July 4th bills, those are payables, so they are June expenditures that are, the check is actually dated July.
Any discussions, any comments, questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item B, approve July 2023 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Need a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Singletary, a second?
Second.
Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Sorry, CC, that was a deletion. D was deleted. E, I need a motion to approve the sublist for the sublist for July 2023. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 9 action items. A, approve agreement for contracted services between Liberty County School Board and Premier Therapy and Rehab, PLLC, doing business as Tessa Byler, to provide occupational therapy services for the 2023-24 school year, not to exceed 30 hours per week, August the 1st, 2023 through May 31st, 2024. OT rate, that's overtime, $60 per hour, 1,111 hours for a total contract of $66,600. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item B. I need a motion to approve agreement for contracted services between the Liberty County School Board and Roberts Therapy Solutions to provide speech-language pathology services for the 2023-24 school year, not to exceed 15 hours per week, beginning August the 1st of 2023 through May 31st of 2024 at $60 per hour, 555 hours for a total contract amount of $33,300. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item C, approve cooperative agreement between Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Health for the registered nurse services through the Florida Department of Health's Liberty for 2023-24 school year. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item D. Oh, just give me just a second. Excuse me. Item D, approve Panhandle Area Education Consortium, PAEC, Professional Learning Catalog, with the additions of the Florida Department of Education approved athletic coaching add-on endorsement plan 2023-2028, and the Florida Department of Education approved driver education traffic safety add-on endorsement plan 2023-2028. Excuse me. I need a motion.
Motion.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item E, approve object, okay, object, I can't even say, objectionable, that's a weird word, material submission form. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. I need a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 10, emergency items. Approve parent student handbook for the 2023-24 school year. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. I need a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item B, approve code of student conduct for 2023-24 school year. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary. I can barely hear him.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item C, approve vehicle use agreement for organizations' use of school district-owned vehicles. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. I need a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item D, approve letter of request made by the Apalachicola Florist Youth Camp for usage of two Liberty County School District buses during the 2023-24 school year for the purpose of emergency evacuation during unforeseen disasters. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion?
Have we ever had to utilize that? I mean, we've done it every year since I've been here.
Has it been a time? Was it Jeremichael? That's right. I forgot about that.
Another point, does that include drivers or just the buses?
It's always been the same literature. I'm not sure if it includes the drivers or not.
We definitely don't want to have to include the drivers.
They ought to have their own.
It says organization will only permit drivers who are legally licensed to operate the vehicle to drive.
We have had to do that. We took them to Greenville.
Yeah. Right, over Madison County.
They drove them, their own people drove them, correct?
Mr. O'Brien drove them.
Did he? Well, they've got to be certified to drive it anyway.
In that situation, we're not taking care of our own family and students. That's what I'm just making sure.
And it doesn't, we're not going to take care. We'll take care of ours first. It's only
ours is the priority.
Right? And at the end of the day, DJJ, children, families that run, they're ultimately responsible for those kids. It's kind of a partnership. If y'all could help us, y'all the first line to help me.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item E, approve Centennial Banking Account Signature Authorization. Update, removing Claudie Black, effective immediately. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by, Mr. Morris. Second.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item F, approve the USDA Food State Contracted Warehouse Storage and Distribution Rates for the 2023-24 school year. I need a motion. Motion by Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item G, approve travel expenditures in the amount of $695.52 for Ricky Sansom, safety and security specialist, to attend the District Threat Assessment Management Training July 25th through the 27th in Orlando, Florida. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Not me.
Mr. Morris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I made a second by James.
I apologize. It is a motion by Mr. Morris and seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item H. Approve official notification of Dr. Anthena Drews being appointed by Liberty County School District as a certified educational surrogate. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary. Second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item I. Approve cooperative agreement between the State of Florida Department of Health, Liberty County Health Department, and the School District of Liberty County to provide school health services for the students of Liberty County. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris, seconded.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item J. Approve pre-K parent handbook for 2023-24 school year. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary, seconded.
Second.
By Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item K, approve updated acceptable use policy. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, seconded.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item L. Approve Panhandle Area Education Consortium PAEC contract agreement with the Liberty County School Board for My Virtual Classroom 2023-24 school year. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item M. Approve agreements between Specialized Education Associates, LLC, and Liberty County School Board for the 2023-24 school year. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item N. Approve the Liberty County School Board adopted curriculum for 2023-24 school year. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Singletary, seconded by Mr. Morris. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item O, approve contractual agreement for the intercounty transfer of exceptional students between the School Board of Liberty County, Leon County, and the School Board of Liberty County for the 2023-24 school year. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, seconded by Mr. Singletary. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. 11, board policy items. There are none. Number 12, board member items. Mr. Flowers?
I'm good. I'm hot, but I'm good.
Yes. Up for me, I don't have anything. I'm very hot. So, Mr. Hayes, we'll skip him. He's not here. Mr. Singletary.
I just want to say thanks to whoever had a part in getting those portables moved from Toledo.
Sure looks bad.
That looks way better. That's all I got.
Mr. Morris?
I'm good.
Awesome. Any closing comments?
Very last thing. New school bus come in. I'd encourage you, Kevin, the staff over there, if you want to see it, stop by and see it. It's phenomenal.
I'm glad you see it work.
Hey, would it be possible to showcase that on our internet site that we've got a new, based
absolutely.
On, since we got the funding, let's kind of showcase, that was a funding from the legislature.
Sure.
Let's showcase this.
Absolutely.
Let's put it out there and let everybody know. I think that's a good thing. And thank the legislators and the governor, too. So.
I put that in the calendar as well.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, item 14, I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris, seconded.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singletary. Thank you.